Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Barry Moore. My next guest is a hard enduro and trials rider. She's the Spanish women's trials champion. She has multiple medals in the ISDE, as well as the X Games. She's also the first woman to finish Romaniacs in the gold medal class. Coming up next, this is Sandra Gomez. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Now we're good.
Yeah, it's much better. So, I reached out to you because some of my listeners are big fans of yours. I wanted to talk to you about Red Bull Romaniacs, but before I do, on your support team, there were two riders from Canada, Nick and Howard. Anyway, they wanted to say hello and send their love and wish you a successful 2021. I wanted to ask you about Romaniacs. What made you want to go to one of the toughest races there is?
Well, everything started years ago, not many, but when my brother starts on hard enduro and I did some little races, and then 2 years ago I said, okay, I like it, I like these races, I want to do full of them. And my dad said, you are crazy.
Yeah.
We did a list, and he was like, no, this is too long, this is too difficult, this is something. Every race had something that it was impossible to finish, and this is the real hard enduro.
Yeah.
But I spoke with the boss of the Romaniacs, with Martin, and I said, hey, Martin, I want to go. And he said, okay, let's do it, but you need to come in gold class.
Oh, man.
I'm a private rider, so I need some help from the racer, the bosses of the races, or my sponsor. Everybody is a good help for me.
Yeah.
So he was helping me to go into Romaniacs, but it was the idea only in gold class. So I said, okay, let's go, let's do it, let's try it. It was for sure a crazy idea.
Oh, yeah.
And it was something idiot, maybe. But I said, okay, let's start, let's go there. I will try to finish the day one, and if I can, I will try the day two, and let's improve it.
Yeah.
And it was 2 years ago. I did the first day. I couldn't finish the second one. In the third day, I felt so bad in my stomach, and I couldn't finish. I finished in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So it was my first gold class. But yeah, after 1 year, everything was very different. I'm training a lot. I was training all the year thinking in that Romaniacs, and everything was changing a lot. I was improving so much in enduro, the technical things, but also the fast things.
Yeah.
And I went to Romania. It's not the best year, I think, because it was pretty frozen there.
Yeah.
Under the forest. Yes. But finally I did it. I couldn't finish the day three, the long day three.
Okay.
The rules are that you cannot finish 1 day. I did it, and I finished the 4 day and all the rest.
Yeah. Well, you did really well. I mean, 13th place overall for a finish.
Yeah.
Like, out of everyone.
I didn't think about it. I was just keep going all time. Sometimes passing some boy, but never so finished in that place. It just happened.
Well, I got to see the last little leg of the race there. And when you climbed the stairs, everybody was there, like everybody to welcome you across the last, we'll say, 50 feet. You roll up the ramp and then you roll backwards. And I could see you were exhausted, like exhausted. Then you get up over the top, your badass, like camouflage jacket, and then the big smile. But I could see like 100% you gave everything to get across that line.
I did everything. I did everything each day. But the last one was not so many kilometers because it was 107, something like this, 109. Mm-hmm. But it was, each kilometer was the hell.
Yeah.
All day pushing under the rain, was snowy in the service point. It was the hardest day for sure, because it was super intense.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when I was arriving in the city for that green floors, it was like, fuck, I'm doing it. But yeah, when I arrived in that building and do that upstairs, it was incredible. Yeah, it was, for me, it was so much appreciated that everybody was there pushing me, like, hey, come on, you can, we are here to look you also. And it was so, yeah, for me, it was incredible that moment.
That's awesome.
Everybody was with the phone there.
Yeah.
I was pushing like, I can't, but let's do it anyway.
That's awesome. And so when you found out, I guess, that you were the first woman to complete the gold class in Romaniacs, how did that feel for you? That must have been a special moment.
I really, when I'm under the helmet, that a girl cannot do or whatever.
Yeah.
But can you listen to me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I just improve each moment to be better than the last minute. And honestly, I don't believe I finished Romaniacs. Maybe some days later, the race, after the race, I was like, okay, I did it. Also because I was dreaming in at the night on the race, pushing the bike. I was still there. But as a woman, I think it was important because it was something that the people thought it was impossible.
Yeah.
But for me, for a rider, it's a dream. But it's also one more race. The party just starts now.
yeah, fair enough. Like, I just think it's amazing. Not because, just because you're a woman, but because you've basically shown other women that they have a place in that sport and that they can do it, right? The hardest race, a woman has now completed that race in the gold class, the hardest class. So like as a trailblazer, do you expect that other women are going to now be able to do it because they've seen a woman make it, kind of thing?
Yeah. I think for now, maybe no, there is nobody ready, but also because I needed that year, not finish the race. The first year I did Romaniacs, I was 1 year completing just for this race. I think this race needs a lot of time, and now the women's in hard enduro is a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are going better for sure, but for now I don't think there is more women. But in the future, for sure, will be more women there.
Yeah, I expect the local. Locally, we have a lot of female riders, and they set their eyes on these kinds of rides, right? Like, because we have pretty similar terrain here, so I mean, they compete here at a pretty high level. So I personally, other than money being the factor to stop them from getting there, our local teams, I could see them get there and make a play for that gold standard. So when you took a year to train for Romaniacs, because the way I understand it, you're primarily a trials rider.
I'm a rider of the World Championship of Trials.
Yes,
I'm third of the World Championship. So this is very important for Romaniacs. Also, I think I'm very technical. So this is the point to be on the hard enduro races also.
Yeah, fair. What I wonder is, endurance-wise, trials is sort of like a closed circuit, sort of one-day kind of sprint, you know, and then in Romaniacs is sort of a multi-day endurance test. Did that, maybe the first year you went out, did you sort of see like your training had to change in order to make Romaniacs versus if you were training towards trials victory?
I like to train different things. I also has been 3 times in the 6 days of enduro.
Yes.
So I'm also a endurance rider.
Yeah.
I like that races and everything complete the other things. I think maybe I'm better because of trials, because when I arrive to a hard point, I always try to do on my first, the first time you do it.
Yeah.
I can't have a lot of crashes because I'm not as a boy. I haven't got that power, you know.
Yeah.
So my style is maybe more like Graham or my brother.
Yeah.
They are riders not super fast, but they are good riders doing that thing in the moment. So this is also trials.
Yes.
You need to do it on the first time. And yeah, but I also like long days on the bike.
That's awesome. Yeah, I could see how the trials advantage would be there to compensate for speed and being able to like pick your way through a problem on the first pass is an advantage. Like it's a significant speed advantage. Yeah. Okay. So what's next for you? Like what are you, what's your next big goal, I guess?
Well, next big goal. Esther Rodeo is also in that list.
Yeah.
The things to finish, not things to do.
Yes. Things to finish. Yeah, exactly. Because I think more people start Erzberg than ever finished it.
Yeah. But, let's do it. Let's try for it and let's train for it. And maybe one day is the day to be finishing.
Nice.
You never know. So I need to be ready there in 1st of June.
Okay.
And if the day is a good day, I will try.
Awesome. That's awesome. So has your
team... You know, if there is a race that only finished 4 boys, it was impossible to finish.
Yeah.
But, maybe it's a day with the sun and the race is good and I'm feeling good and the things work.
Okay. I guess I was asking, has your team sort of changed its overall goals for you? Have they added more to your schedule program?
Not really, because I'm the boss of the team as a private rider, but I'm the person who says I'm doing this and these races. So for now, no, I'm not. I'm very very hard with myself.
Yeah.
So the program now says you must go again to gold class in Romaniacs and finish all the days and do more things like finish Esther. But honestly, it could be more easy if I have some support from somebody more. So from some factory, maybe.
Yeah, factory support would be amazing.
But yeah, Romaniacs, maybe. Yeah, I saw it could be open more doors of this type of things, but not really.
So how did you get started? Like, how did you start racing? I think your first races were like in 2002, 2003, somewhere around there.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
I couldn't tell you when I started either. Yeah,
I don't remember when I was my first time on the bike, yeah, because I was 3.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, my dad was a trial rider, not professional, but on nationals.
Yeah.
He's a motorsport lover. And also my mom, she loves all these sports. She is also riding motorcycles now.
That's awesome.
So I really don't remember when I started, but I don't know. When I was on trial world championship, that's the point to say, yeah, I want to be one of the best in the world.
Yes. Oh, that's crazy. That's awesome. Most people just want to just ride or just compete. But to have that attitude, I want to be one of the best in the world. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I saw the trials world championship when I was 13.
Yep.
And I said, I want to do it. And when I was 14, I was there racing and until today.
Well, you are probably one of the best in the world. That's hands down. Like, I think I lost you again. Yeah. Poor connection. Oh, hey, there you are. Okay. So are there a lot of female riders, I guess, in Spain? Is it?
Are there more?
Yeah.
Well, this year is the first time on the Nationals of Hard Enduro.
Okay.
Yeah, there is one more girl. She's doing good. Laia is also from Spain, and she was racing Esper Rodeo 3 years ago. For now, there is not a lot of women, but you know, it's growing in all over the world. So
yeah.
I think in some years will be, yeah, more.
Nice. That's got to be exciting. Do you think you'll ever, I don't know, start coaching young women or anything like that, like pass the torch?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
I'm doing in the world also. I was in Israel last week.
Oh, nice.
Next weekend we have some training with trials and motocross girls in Spain. And yeah, I'm pretty happy to show the girls they can do these things, and for sure.
That's awesome. It's like probably one of the biggest growing segments in motocross or dirt bikes altogether is the women's sector. Like, they just seem to be coming out of the woods, ready to get dirty. And I think it's pretty awesome. If you were to give advice to young women or anybody who's just starting out riding, what kind of advice do you think you would give them?
I want to say that do it because it makes you happy. Yeah, it was very true that Romania was super hard, exhausting, everything for me. But
oh man, hey there!
You lost me.
Yeah, it's
so honestly, Romania was the. When I was on the bike, I was so happy. I was I like to be better than yesterday. So that's the thing to do on the bike. Enjoy it with friends. Discover new places, and the races will come, and you will grow in the races and in the training all day if you are having fun on it.
Oh, nice. So what kind of riding is your favorite? Like, when you're not at work, if you just want to go out for fun, what do you like to do? How do you like to relax?
When you're not working,
when you don't have to be a professional rider, what do you do for fun? Like,
I love ski.
Oh, nice.
When I was still before motorsport, I wanted to be a skier, professional skier.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And then, so how did you not end up professionally skiing? Like, you just focused on motorcycles over skis?
Yeah, because I was competing in the ski, but I saw that my family hasn't got a lot of money, and my brother was bigger than me, and he was riding motorcycles. And I thought, okay, it's impossible to be a skier in that moment in Spain and with my family. So I don't know. I said to my dad, hey, I also want to go on the races in motorcycles. It was pretty strange because my dad said, okay, but it was 1 year later when I had my bike.
That's crazy.
So I was one day like, Dad, I want a bike. But I don't know. As a child, I decided motorcycles was my best idea. And for sure it was.
That's
because
awesome.
I'm here today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that, yeah, if you were a skier, I don't know, that the people, like, yeah, I don't know. Skiing's difficult, but I don't think that people get the same recognition. I mean, sure, there's more money, there's more fans, there's ski fans, whatever.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
I don't know of a race in the ski world that's as hard as like Erzberg or Romaniacs. Like, I can't even.
No, yeah. Not really. Maybe I would be like a free rider to ski.
Yeah. That's incredible. Okay. So what's, like how, has it, I guess Spain was pretty hard hit in the beginning with COVID and all that, and you guys were locked down. Did that have a huge impact on motorcycle racing and everything there, like it has here? All our races are canceled pretty well. Like
now we are better, and the races we did last year at the end of the year, I think the people saw it was okay to do so. We are taking care of ourselves and of everybody. I was yesterday in a race without public, but the races are going. We will start Lagares. Looks like it works in only 3 weeks. And yeah, last year was very, very difficult for everybody. Be training at home, look down. So yeah, it was really strange when we went to Romania. Nobody knew how really was the body.
Yeah.
After that, and
My cell phone is there. You go.
No.
Yeah.
No, I say that. I think this year is more. Everybody is more ready maybe for these things, and everybody is more ready for races.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we all have the skills now to move forward as long as we get the permission from the governments.
Yeah.
So of all the riders in the world, which ones do you look up to? Like, who are your heroes?
Which is my favorite?
Yeah. Your favorite or hero or someone you would admire.
Yeah, for sure. Laia is the woman to follow. She's she's 8 years more than me, I think.
Okay.
So she was my super girl since I was very young. And I'm so good. It was so good for me that also she's Spanish, and we could practice sometimes together. But yeah, for women, Laia is the number one. And for sure, my brother for me is the boy, you know, to follow.
Yeah.
As a big brother.
No doubt.
He's No, but honestly, also, he's a really good rider, I think. And also, I love Manuel Lettenbiker. I think he's one of the best. He's the most complete rider, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I really like how he rides, how he's focused on the races and how he prepared his race different.
Yeah, and he's got the wonderful mustache.
The mustache.
The mustache of power. Okay, well, I feel I've taken up enough of your time. Normally I talk a little longer, but we're having such technical issues. So I just ask, is there anybody that you want to give a shout out to, like supporters or sponsors or anything like that?
If what?
Do you want to maybe mention your sponsors or a sponsor plug? You know, like at the end of the race, I'd like to thank whatever my team.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, as I said, it was a private team.
Yeah.
But yeah, from Nita's tires and lead and all the sponsors. I'm working with different shops in Spain. Zona Paddock is a shop, which go to the races and support the riders. I don't know, everybody is very important. I have a lot of little sponsors. They help me as they can with food for the races, doctors if I broke something, physiotherapy or whatever. And yeah, some of them help me with some money.
Yeah.
And if no.
Yeah, fair enough. Eh? Yeah, well, it's.
Yeah.
It takes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. And I really appreciate the call. And yeah, all the best going forward.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode. I want to thank my guests for taking the time to sit down and chat with me. A special thank you to you, my supporters. Without you, this would not be possible. If you enjoyed the show, give it a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to like, subscribe, and share. If this is your first time listening, I encourage you to take the 3-episode challenge. Once again, thank you for your continued support, and stay tuned to find out what's coming up next time.